This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's common for CEOs or other high-powered senior managers to sign non-compete agreements, meaning they can't go to work for a competing company soon after leaving the job. But increasingly, these agreements are actually filtering down to lower-wage service sector workers. Note recent headlines that Jimmy John's required its sandwich shop employees to sign these agreements. Nova Sappho has more.
The news that Jimmy John's makes its workers sign non-compete agreements was, well, not news to Danny Davies. He worked at a Jimmy John's shop for a couple of years.
They ask everyone to sign it when you get hired.
He says neither he nor his colleagues took the contract seriously. That is, until they considered leaving and got a job elsewhere.
I mean, I've known people that have done this. They start working somewhere and keep their job secret, just in case.
In case the franchise owner came after them. Now, you might be thinking, how is this legal? Well, it very much is, depending on where you live.
Non-compete law is essentially state law, and it varies somewhat significantly among states.
Michael Rosen is a partner at the law firm Foley Hoag in Massachusetts, a state with fairly permissive non-compete rules. Rosen has worked on cases about such agreements both for employers and employees. And he says there is a place for non-compete contracts in business, even for low-level workers, such as those at a high-tech firm, for example, who can access confidential code.
Generally, the legitimate interests that would justify enforcement are protection of trade secrets or confidential information, and protection of goodwill.
But over the last 20 years, the use of non-competes has spread. They've become common in many firms in various industries, says Orly Lobel. She's a professor at the University of San Diego School of Law, and she wrote a book on the subject. It's called Talent Wants to Be Free.
We've seen them expand to jobs like yoga instructors and camp counselors. I teach cases about welders who can't move to a competitor.
Lobel says part of the reason is a shift in business culture.
Today, it's really human capital that is what creates value. And companies have this impulse that the way that they're going to keep people is by cutting off their outside opportunities.
Instead of doing that, Lobel says, employers should be incentivizing employees to stay. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.